This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've joined the conversation about the good stuff, conversation that matters on the News Talk radio station you're listening to. It is all about what's going on in the world and conversation, you know, that kind of highlights the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people. And I'm trying to be, I've tried to set the tone over the years to be nice on the air. You can be nice. You can be ambitious. There are a lot of people who say, he's, you know, people like Jeff Bezos who give accomplishment a bad name because he's such a jerk. But then there are plenty of people that run good businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, big businesses that are good, nice, positive people.
Kind, respectful.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Who are kind by choice, not just because somebody, whoever they're talking to, can do something for them.
Right. Exactly. So it's the, just kind of the tone that's set as much as anything else. So I think some people call us influencers, right? We are leaders when it comes to helping mold people's minds. I hope that's not the case. I'll tell you what's on my mind. Jay will tell you what's on her mind with regard to some of these issues. And then, after that, you should be able to make up your own mind. You shouldn't have to listen to me. I believe that what Doug said was right, or I believe him, so therefore, that's what I believe. That's the last thing I want you to do. The first thing, and the thing you should always be doing yourself and with your family, teaching your children to think. There's a song by Crosby, Stills, and Nash that was around a long time ago. We've been talking about generations here. Those of us who are in that generation, the best generation, the boomer generation, we remember Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And that's what you need to teach your children to think for themselves, to be themselves, and not to be you. Because, you know, none of us are perfect. But I think it's best, you'll find it best. I think I found it best. My daughter reminds me all the time when we don't agree. The other night on the phone, she said to me, Dad, I think it's time we were talking about something that is not important what we were talking about. But she said, Dad, I think it's time for me to give Miles a bath because I don't want to get into an argument about me. But I so disagree with what you're saying, right?
Agree to disagree.
Yeah. Exactly. And she says, remember, you always said I should think for myself, so here I am, thinking for myself. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, this is a Dutch milestone. A quarter of a million is really among the best news of the day. All of this plastic that's been cleared from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is obviously in the Pacific. Thank you, duh. 220,000 pounds of plastic have been picked up since August of last year. So, you know, that's how many tons? Like 100,000 tons of plastic. Can you imagine we have that much crap, that much garbage? That's the combined
weight.
And
it all finds its way into the ocean.
Right. Well, that's because everybody throws
there.
Yeah. Right, exactly. This is filling up. It's like filling up a couple of Boeing 737s. That's what this imagine what we've all talked about with regard to the animals that live in the sea, the beings that are there that are sucking this stuff up. Wasn't it last year they found a whale beached who was dead because he couldn't breathe because his lungs were all filled with plastic bottles and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So, at any rate.
So sad.
Yep. So they're working on it, and that's a good thing. It's too bad that it exists, but that's part of progress, I guess, much as anything else. Okay, speaking of progress, let's discuss a little bit about what you and James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas, and he's a kid. He's a kid. I can say he's a kid, and he can say, well, he is, you know.
He's a baby goat.
He said, well, thank you. That's it. Jay's turning it around on me because I don't like to use the term kid because it does refer to a baby goat. He is a young man of what? You're 23, 24? How old are you, James? 23, okay. Young whippersnapper, still wet behind the ears, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Cannot legally rent a vehicle.
No, we can't do a lot of things legally. But the thing that you and Jay, James, you and Jay talking about what each of the generations stands for. So I then started nosing around a little bit here, and I was looking at Generation Z. They call themselves Gen Zers. And what it is I am critical of millennials all the time. Millennials are difficult, they're selfish, they just, in my mind, as a, you know, people might say to me, oh, that's kind of a gross generalization, because not everyone is like that, and that's true. It is a gross generalization, but I find it too much, too often to be true, that millennials are irresponsible, they don't really care about work, or providing even for themselves. They figure, if I don't like this job, I'll drop it and go somewhere else. And that happens a whole lot. And if you're an employer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So now we turn our attention to Generation Z. There's a survey out of young workers. Because we have this labor shortage, companies are trying to figure out how to keep employees. Right? Makes sense. As a business person, you want to know how to keep employees happy or to keep them, you know, what you saw the ad. Remember the ads that were out there for Amazon? You know, you can work any time of the day or not. I want a job where I can work any time. The next guy says, I want a job that pays for my education. Next guy says, I want to get time, you know, and it was all, hey, go to Amazon. You can get all that stuff. Okay. Well, that wasn't done in the dark. That was done after they did a serious review of what it is that you need to do for employees to keep them there, because it's expensive to train new employees. If you don't have enough employees, it's expensive because you can't service the people who are the lifeblood. You don't have customers, you don't make any money, and your company dies. And so I'm not saying that every Gen Zer is asking for this, but survey after survey says that they want, it's about me, I want a club membership. I want to be able to work from anywhere. I want my job to be flexible. I want to be able to be creative. That would, so, okay, not every job is creative. Not every job allows you to work from home or anywhere. Not every job is going to be able to provide you with club memberships. But think about yourself and your pride. Are you better off to be collecting or be on the dole or not working or living off your parents? How many people? James, you still live at home or you live in an apartment by yourself? Has his own apartment. Okay. How many people do you know? You're on the air. We can hear you when you're saying that, right? Because I can hear you, but you can go on the air. So how many of your friends your age are still living at home?
I've got four or five friends that are still living at home, like by themselves. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, you mean by themselves, but
with their parents.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, but is that, would you say that was the norm, or would you say that was the exception with people where you are down there in Dallas?
You know, with the how things are going on with the housing market and all that stuff, and like rent being so high, I mean, some places it's like $30,000 to get a 2-bedroom apartment. You know, it's crazy.
In Dallas?
I'm so serious. Serious. So yeah, I mean, yeah, it gets hard. I mean, I understand the incentives to stay with your parents. I could never. I don't want to stay with my parents. I'm not gonna lie. I've grown out of that.
Very good.
I'm currently living with my parents.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
James, I'm living it up.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Doris.
No, but there's a lot of people. Whether they are laid off, and this isn't even just a Gen Z or millennial thing. If people are laid off, or they're going through a divorce, or some big life change, my husband and I were living at my parents for the summer because we sold a house and we found that it would be a lot easier to sell a house and then focus on purchasing a house rather than doing both at the same time, which we had been there, done that before. And when you have those types of contingencies, especially in Nashville, where there are so many businesses buying up properties to turn into Airbnbs for the bachelor and bachelorette parties, it was just kind of like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and we're hoping to be back by the fall. But you know what? It's been great.
Yeah, and your parents have loved it too, I'm sure, especially with Mac there, your son.
Yeah, we have a cute little baby that helps us. That's our rent.
That's it. 16 past the hour in a moment, a man is accused of fatally stabbing a teenager. What's that story? We'll have it after this.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You've got bugs. What's your move? A rattly can or a simple spritz? Bugs near your kids and pet? Will it be ingredients you can't pronounce? Ew. Or essential oils? Bother the bugs, not your family. Zevo uses essential oils, which attack bugs' biological systems, so Zevo kills bugs, plus is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
All right, it's 18 after the hour. So here's this 17-year-old boy who was killed. 4 other people were wounded. This guy stabs them as the group was tubing down the Apple River in Wisconsin. The 52-year-old suspect is from Minnesota. Both of them were from Minnesota. It appears they knew each other, right? And this is about a woman. Is this an argument about a woman?
There were multiple people stabbed. Only the teen died. There was 4 survivors, 1 woman, 3 men, and the person right after the stabbing, the suspect, ran off. But because there were witnesses that saw the stabbing and then other people who were able to identify this person later on, he was taken into custody. But it's still under investigation. They are not sure what happened.
Wow. Imagine that, huh? Think about those circumstances and how many crazy people there are in the world. Good God. Speaking of crazy, here's this guy. A new Australian senator took aim at the Queen by calling her a colonizer as this woman was reciting the oath of allegiance to the Queen. She's the head of state in Australia, as you know. This woman's name is Lydia Thorpe. She's an Aboriginal. Matter of fact, I think she's the first Aboriginal Australian senator, right?
Yes, yeah. And one of the other senators was like, no, you're not a senator if you don't do it properly. You need to do this again. Do it right. Have some respect.
And?
So she had to do it again to officially become a senator. But you know what? Good for her for saying what she wanted to say. And
well, but the Queen isn't a colonizer. The Queen may be related in some way, shape, or form to colonization that was done hundreds of years ago. The British were among the most bloodthirsty, you know, you think about the Brits.
But doesn't that go along with the whole guilty by association mentality?
It's like reparations here in America, where people want to pay people that are living now, people who never owned slaves, the thought is to pay people who never were slaves for being in families that had slaves. Come on, it's nonsense. Anyway, that's another thing moving along here. 21 after the hour.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Now there's a warning about salmonella in turtles. So how much attention do we pay to that, Ken?
Well, hopefully a lot, Doug. The CDC announced this week that tiny turtles, they're less than 4 inches long, are the cause of a multi-state outbreak of salmonella that has led to actually 5 hospitalizations and a few deaths already.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to go into the social media trending box and find out what the latest is from Chris Rock, who has been speaking out after the Will Smith video apology. So Will Smith, a couple of days ago, released a video apologizing to Chris Rock, talking about what was going on in his life. And Chris Rock... came back. Everybody is an effing victim. Because kind of, that's, right? I mean, that's
He is kind of turning himself into a victim. Although, I do like what Chris Rock also said.
What do you mean? Will Smith is turning himself into a victim. Yeah, all this going, yeah, right.
Yeah,
come on,
but I like what Chris Rock
man
says.
Man up.
He's like, anyone who says words hurt has never been punched in the face.
Right. Okay. Hello. Okay, so there's that. I mean, that's about Chris Rock is like A-okay, as far as I'm concerned. I've always thought he was just a funny guy. Here's Dua Lipa, who's not funny, but she's a singer, has quite a following. I don't know that much about her music. I couldn't pick her. If I was on Beats Shazam and one of her songs came on, right, I wouldn't be able to tell whether it was her or Julie Andrews.
Fantastic.
Is she?
Oh,
okay.
Yes, there is a big difference between Dua Lipa and Julie Andrews.
Oh, there is, okay.
Dua Lipa is absolutely fantastic. She is apologizing, however, for a recent concert where unauthorized fireworks, somebody somehow snuck in fireworks into the crowd and started setting them off. And a lot of people were videotaping this thinking that it was part of the show. And then, you know, some others who first initially start hearing it, and tensions are high. You hear any kind of loud, sudden noises. Some people do get scared and tense up or run, and a couple people were hurt. Nobody was injured too badly or anything like that, but mm-hmm. She did take it upon herself to apologize that it even happened.
Yeah. don't know. People need to get a life. So what's the story with Beyonce and the lyrics on her new Renaissance album, The Backlash Here, group of people who, once again, we have a problem. We have a chip on our shoulder. Everybody's got a problem. So what's the problem here?
She used considered a derogatory slang word, and people are just coming for her and saying that that's not okay to use, so she is going back into the studio and re-recording the lyric.
What, spastic is a word? Spastic is the word, right?
No, it is derived from spastic. It is a slang word for it, which is considered derogatory against anyone disabled. Lizzo actually went through this, where she went back into the studio and re-recorded the line. The same, she used the same word as well.
Really? Do we not? We can't use the word?
I'm not going to.
I don't. Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot. I don't know. Right? Okay, so there's more of that stuff. The Biebs is performing for the first time. He had that Ramsey Hunt diagnosis, and now he seems to be okay, right? This is a pretty serious health scare.
Yeah, it was. It seemed like he and his wife have been having a tough year of different things, and this latest time was his turn. But he was able to hit the stage in Italy and getting back on his tour and performing, and it seems like he's pretty much recovered, which is great. Yeah.
Good. All right, if you're a Biebs fan, that's good news for you. All the good news is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I at 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive news.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration leadership role on the world stage is less than stellar, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken called on China not to escalate tensions when Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, lands in Taipei sometime today. This comes after China has issued a threat of war with the United States if Pelosi visits.
If the Speaker does decide to visit and China tries to create some kind of crisis or otherwise escalate tensions, that would be entirely on Beijing. We are looking for them in the event she decides to visit, to act responsibly and not to engage in any escalation.
Voters in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington State will vote in primaries today. And in the case of Kansas, they will decide the abortion issue for their state. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
With all the Biden intertwining with China, as exposed in the Biden laptop, can President Biden be trusted to put America first in the face of China? Gordon Chang lived and worked in mainland China and Hong Kong for just about two decades. Chang has been elected twice as a trustee of Cornell University. Gordon on Fox News says Biden cannot be trusted to do the right thing for America.
No, we can't trust President Biden to put America first. We can't even trust him to put us somewhere in the middle of his list of priorities. You know, in that phone call with Xi Jinping, when Xi Jinping threatened the life of the president, Biden should have hung up. But we know that this extraordinarily weak posture has actually made this crisis worse. Last Wednesday, when Biden offhand told reporters that the Pentagon didn't think it was a good idea that Speaker Pelosi go to Taiwan, we heard China ramp up its already dire rhetoric. So what Biden was doing was inviting the Chinese to actually try to influence his administration more. This actually made things a lot more tense than they needed to be.
Trying to navigate the tax impact of inheriting an individual retirement account has become more complicated since the IRS proposed new rules in February. The rules on inherited IRAs were most recently changed in the 2019 Secure Act, which introduced a new 10-year rule for inherited accounts from the lifetime payback in the old law. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
TikTok creators are being banned from sacred sites for being nuisances. Ah, really?
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
Not the TikTok.
Good for
people,
the nuisances or good for the people
good
in
Good for the people who are banning
Nepal.
Them. Nobody can just be okay with taking a selfie or asking somebody to take a picture. No, they've got to set up their camera and do this TikTok dance with the monks in the background in Nepal or something like that. Like, come on, man.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 at the hour now, back in the groove, if you will, of world affairs, local affairs, whatever is going on. Hopefully all these conversations that we have matter to you. It is, it's a good day when we spend time together. Here's something that's good, Jay. Jay Kirstner, Doug Steffen here. The story, there's good and bad in the story. First of all, there's a discussion of suicide that probably comes out of this with some of you. If you or you, somebody in your circle, you know, somebody who's got a problem, there's a new number to dial. Remember, I think we started talking about this a couple of weeks ago, 988. call 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can also call the network, which was known as the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can text HOME to 741741. You can visit speakingofsuicide.com because there are resources there. So here's the story of an 8-year-old girl in Wisconsin who's raising money for suicide prevention as she's trying to process her father's suicide. Her name is Kylie Brunette. Her father passed away a year or so ago. A few months ago, her mother sat with her daughter to talk about how her father died. Imagine, put yourself in this position. Mm-hmm. Could you do this as a parent with one of your children or all of them?
Well, it's definitely age-related. Like, when this happened, when she lost her father, she was 6, and she was asking questions, but the mom would just say, the police are still trying to figure it out. She would kind of deflect it. And then she would tell her eventually, well, he died, and we'll talk about it when you get a little bit older. And then a couple years go by, and kids are teasing her and picking on her about the fact that her dad passed away and she doesn't know anything. And so her mom consulted a child psychologist and a therapist and asked, is it time to give her the details? How in depth should I go at this age of 8? And they came up with a plan, and her daughter came home from school the one day, and they went and sat in bed, and they had this honest but age-appropriate discussion. And so her daughter wanting to also raise awareness and prevention, has a lemonade stand.
So sweet. It really is. Think about this. The best way to envision this is to put yourself in that position if you can. Imagine you have this going on and you need to talk to your child about it. As she said, I miss everything about him. I miss him telling silly jokes. I miss him bringing me to school. I miss him tucking me in at night. Imagine being that age.
He was at every single soccer game. She was an avid soccer player, and he would always love taking her to the games, was at every single game.
Yeah. Rough.
And she wants to donate all of her funds and wants to just do something that she says that even though she couldn't necessarily help her dad, and she understands that concept at such a young age that this wasn't on her, she still wants the funds to go to help others.
Good for her. What her life will be like without her father, but she's learning about it, and that's a great way. I just think there's so many great stories like that, so many people. It's a sad story, true story, something we all need to be able to deal better than we do deal with a lot of things like this. Here's some other dad news. Elon Musk says that he's not proud of his son because he's fat.
His dad, Elon Musk, is a billionaire, and he cannot get his own father's approval because his dad just says he doesn't have
You're
much
fat.
To be proud of with his son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
76-year-old. What's his father's name? Kylie. What's his father's name? Oh, Errol Musk. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So he's talking about his
show in Australia and just totally spilled these details.
Yeah. Nah. I mean, who thinks like that, or who talks like, even if you think it, you don't talk about it in a circumstance like that. I wouldn't think it was. I mean, it's not even kind. Oy.
Yeah,
okay.
He points out he's been, his son is strongly built, but he's been eating badly lately, and he needs to focus on some weight loss control.
Maybe he's been to too many Subway sandwich shops. Here's the story in all the fat news of a Subway super fan who won free sandwiches for life after getting a foot-long tattoo. Subway in Las Vegas throwing a block party because they did it. Was this a promotion with Bad Apple Tattoo?
Subway was having this big party to showcase their new menu items, and they partnered with Bad Apple, and there were different tattoos, like different levels of tattoos you could get for free Subway for a month, free Subway for a year, free Subway for life, and it was kind of a first come, first serve, but there were only 8 slots, and this guy, the super fan, scouted out the area before traveling, asked, and he hired an Uber driver while he was still in a different state and asked the Uber driver to go past this place to see if there was anybody waiting in line, and there was nobody waiting in line. He camped out for a couple days. His sister, who lives in the area, brought him water, made sure he was fed. Apparently, the people at the tattoo shop made sure he had everything he needed as well. And when he got in there, he got a foot long of a foot long.
What kind of silliness is that? Would you do
that's
that?
A lot. No. Goodness.
You do have a tattoo.
I do have tattoos. Yeah. I have a few tattoos. But no, I don't want anything that big. That's just kind of not my style, but to each their own. But a lot of different places do kind of have these little promos where if you get their logo tattooed, there's actually a restaurant in Cleveland.
Yeah.
That does that. If you get their logo tattooed, you can get, I think it's like one free sandwich a month or for the, like your life or whatever. I don't know what the exact promotion is, but it's something along the lines like that. Like, this isn't a one-off.
So maybe we can ask on our, we have a daily question or two on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. Would you get a tattoo if you could get something in return? Payment? Special attention? Under what circumstances? See, I'd never get a tattoo. My son has tattoos all over his body, and we had this conversation when we first started. His mother was sick and dying when he was a youngster, and all the tattoos on his body are about his mother.
Oh, that's sweet.
I get that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a very sweet kid, adult. Loved his mother. And so that's where, but I, when he first started getting them, I said, Brennan, aren't you worried about what is going to happen because the ink? And he said, Dad, the ink's safe now, yada, yada. So, you know, I just had to believe and trust that he, you know, what he wanted for him is what he got. He wanted it, and what will he say if his son Jasper wants to get tattoos? That'll be a very interesting conversation. Sophie, Brendan's wife and Jasper's mother, has a few tattoos, but nothing. I mean, like Brendan has them everywhere, but it's a thing, much as anything else. All right, while we're in the restaurant row, here are some stories about scammers who are flooding restaurants with one-star reviews with one intention in mind, to extort money from the restaurants. Right? You know how they... I got a call from a service rep at a car dealership where I was getting my car fixed last Friday. He wanted me to give him a good review, and the car isn't even fixed yet. He says, can I take you through what you have to say?
Can you fix my car first?
Yeah. Hello. Duh. But listen, what do you think about this, though? These restaurants that people, is there a business here? Is this what we are talking about with influencers? People who are getting bad reviews, and so when they contact the people that give the bad reviews, they want to get paid off. I want $75, and I'll take the bad review off of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. In the form of a Google Play gift card, even. And, yeah, these people, apparently it's the same group of people, and they've been contacting different restaurants across the states where they're leaving these just minimal stars, and then they let the restaurant know, we're going to start actually leaving full-blown reviews, negative reviews, unless you stop. And it is, or unless you pay up, and it really is astounding. Like, beyond.
What people get away with. Unbelievable. All right. Well, listen, everybody's got their price. 44 past the hour. Sunscreen products. What we need to know about all the people that are on vacation. Are you putting sunscreen, the SP, whatever it is, all over your body? You may want to think that over. We'll tell you the story why after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor, and the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the summer fun sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusion supply. See store for details.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
All right, so here we are with a dilemma, 46 past the hour, by the way, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We have a lot of focus on the weather because it's so hot and humid. We have a focus on the fires, and I don't know, you know, we talk about it a little bit, but what can you do about it? It's just awareness, but other than that, it's just sensationalizing something that you can't really do much about. Here's something that you can do something about. This is a help from the warning that some banana boat sunscreen products have been recalled because there is benzene in them. Benzene is probably one of the most, if you have too much of it in your system, toxic things that you can be exposed to. And the aerosol cans have benzene in them. So benzene is not normally used, hello, duh, in banana boat products. I don't know this brand. Do you, Jay? Banana boats?
Yeah, they're pretty famous. They do a lot of just like the actual SPF lotion. They do the hair and scalp sunscreen sprays.
They do. All right.
Get on the boat, the banana boat.
Get on the boat, the banana boat, yeah. Okay, you want to sing jingles for a while? We can probably do Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun.
Tang, 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 a leg, tang, tang, tang. That's an old one for you.
All right. So anyway, banana boat. Maybe the bottom line here is if you have a banana boat sunscreen, you have a container of it, a tube of it, bring it back, get your money back. That's it. And don't buy it for a while till they tell you that it's okay. There's a number of different sunscreen products. There's stuff for your head, stuff for your arms, stuff for your face, stuff for your neck. And because so many people are out on the lakes, it's a great time. The water in the lakes, we have a number of them here in New England. Lake Winnipesaukee is a place where lots of people come from all over the country to go on to Lake Winnipesaukee. It's quite beautiful. It's big. And the water is warm. I've got a friend of mine who's up there on his boat right now enjoying it. And his skin is pretty fair. So I would think he'd probably put this stuff on. If you're, isn't that the predicator of whether you put it? If you have fair skin like
you're
you
really
do,
fair, yeah. Burn. If I want to tan, I need to put on like self tanner or something. Burn or bust.
So benzene is a human carcinogen, and you don't want to inhale it. You don't want it on your skin. Remember, your skin is all. That's how your body breathes. Look at your arm. Look at your leg. Look at your skin, and you see all those pores. Well, the pores are actually breathing. The biggest organ in your body is your skin. And if you're putting stuff on it that's poisonous, that's going right into your system. And so you want to stay the heck away from it. So again, for now, I would stay away from those things. You got it, bring it back, get your money back. 10 before the hour.
I'll
second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Time. Good day, health. This time it's Dr. Jack Stockwell who graces the airwaves with important information brought to you by the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin is the number one weight loss formula in the world that helps people lose weight. More importantly, keeping it off. This is a process. Sometimes it's crash dieting. Sometimes it happens quickly, which is, by the way, Jack will tell you is not good for your health. You got to lose weight intelligently and over time. But then when you lose the weight, you choose Calitrin because Calitrin helps you keep it off with their unique all-natural formula. It's collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. Jack will also tell you that that's very important to help repair your body, rebuild the lean muscle. So these are the industry's highest standards, and they practice what they preach there. So if you want to lose weight, keep it off. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. Go to toploss.com and check out. At the, you know, you can see any number of stories. They have different products, but this is the main product they have. Losing weight, keeping it off. The Dog Days of Summer sale on right now. You can get 90 days free supply by ordering right now using the Doug code, D-O-U-G. Get free shipping, too, at toploss.com. All right, so my friend Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nooka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City, got a nice new office. I'm looking forward to go out there and visit. I should probably go because of what's going on with my neck and shoulders. I probably should go tomorrow to see. You want me to send you the MRI. They took the wrong side. I went to get an MRI last week. You'll love this. And instead of doing the most recent tears on the left side. But they did the right side because that was a problem 8 years ago, and so why not take a shot of that? So I got to go back.
They're looking for further degeneration, but yes. somebody misread the order sheet.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So we've been talking about sunscreen here and how there's one company that has some benzene apparently in the sunscreen. What does benzene do? You may have heard me explaining it in my own way. Maybe you can do a better job of talking about sunscreen, what to use, and inappropriate ingredients like benzene, which is really horrible as far as I know. It's a poison.
Well, benzene was discovered, I think, about the mid-1800s. There's something called the benzene ring.
Mm-hmm.
It's known as an aromatic compound. It's in almost every organic chemical. It wasn't made. It was discovered. So it's been around, you know, since the dawn of time.
So it's a natural substance, in a sense.
Yeah, and it's in petroleum products. And anything... And then, 100 years ago or so when they decided, my goodness, we can just bypass Mother Nature and throw petroleum-based products as they were producing gasoline and oil for vehicles 100 years ago, they always had a lot of byproducts left over. And if you have a gasoline or a crude oil distillery or refinery, I mean, in your neighborhood, every now and then you'll see this flame shooting up out of a pipe.
Yep.
They're burning off the stuff that they can't use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the stuff, they can't burn it because it's even more toxic, so they end up selling it as a byproduct. Kind of like sodium fluoride. They can't get rid of it, so they decided to put it in
your
drinking water.
Yeah,
they put it in our drinking water, put it in the toothpaste, things like that.
Right.
So benzene, it targets the liver, the kidney, the lung, the heart, the brain. It can cause DNA damage. There's warnings all over the place from the EPA. Stay away from this stuff. It's not for human consumption or human use. But it has a solvent factor. It smells sweet. In fact, if I remember right, one of the earliest uses of benzene over 100 years ago was an aftershave.
Wait a minute. Now I'm thinking about benzene, by the way. I remember that from the chemical. Remember in high school chemistry, you learned the charts of all of the H2O and CO2 and all that stuff, and benzene was one of the chemical compounds that we learned about. Isn't there something, benzene is used as a rocket fuel, I think, too.
Well, it's extremely, yes, it's not just toxic, it's very flammable.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm not familiar with the rocket fuel thing, but I wouldn't be surprised because it is, under concentrations, explosive.
Yeah.
But the EPA, I think, says something like 5 parts per billion. Would be the maximum contaminant level you could have in drinking water. 5 parts per billion for. Talk about benzene being in some of these sunscreen products. I'll bet you the concentration is more than 5 parts per billion.
Absolutely. That's why there's a warning connected to it. All right, as they say, a word of the wise sufficient. Dr. Jack Stockwell from his Nooka Chiropractic Practice in Salt Lake City here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.